Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Hi, welcome to Message 2, and this is Jim. And this overall series, it's a short series, want to get right to the point, but there is only one guarantee for human beings in the world. Now, in this message, I want to focus on there is one thing that human beings cannot get out of, that we cannot reverse. These are short messages. I want to just share with you some things that I think we all need to hear. I need to hear them. The one thing we cannot get out of and that we cannot reverse is being in hell. Actually, there's at least one other thing, which is kind of a very small group of people, but for the masses, for the public, for all of us, there's one main thing we cannot get out of, and that is the awful, just so awful, so terrible, an eternity in hell, where we are there for eternity and we cannot get out. And I say this because as human beings, we can get in a lot of situations. We can be in good situations, we can be in bad situations, but we usually can get out of them. There's a way out. There's a somehow, some way we can get out of these bad, serious situations, such as health problems, relationships, financial problems, anything else. There's little things, big things, massive crisis things that are, you know, even death. You know, let's say let's just skip to the worst case scenario. Somebody is dying. They're in intense pain. They are dying. Their body is failing. They're on their deathbed. There's a way out of that. They can die. They can get out of the awful pain and the misery and the horrible situation of the physical death. They can get out of it. In fact, there's even assisted suicide, or people can take their own life. They can end. They can get out of it. But there's one thing that we as human beings cannot get out of, and that is hell. Ending up in hell after we die, there's no way out. It is awful, and there's a book I want to refer you to, which is a descriptive account of hell. A woman has been to hell. Jesus took her there. It's called A Divine Revelation of Hell. Mary Baxter, you can look that up on Amazon. It's right there. It's a full 200 plus page book. Jesus takes her to hell many nights, and they talk to about 20 to 25 people who are there in hell. But I say this because, again, back to what I was saying, we can get out of things. If we're in a bad relationship, we can end it. We can go through a divorce. We can leave that friend. We can move on. If we're in a tough financial situation, we can declare bankruptcy and get out of it. If we are in a very, very serious situation with a person, let's say it's some type of argument or a quarrel of some kind, we can get out of it. We can simply get away from that, or there are also ways that with the court system and so forth where we can actually get out of things that way. It's amazing. So we as human beings, what is the famous saying? We're born into trouble with the sparks flying upward. There's trouble on the earth. There's going to be trouble. We don't want it, but it's there. No matter what it is on the earth, all of these things we can get out of, usually, you know, and we kind of get used to that as human beings. Let's say we live for 40 or 50 or 60 or 80 years or more, and we can get out. So you go down the list of things: health, family. Let's say we have bad relationships with family. We can forget about them and move on, and we can try to get out of that. I mean, we're still stuck with family, but we don't have to communicate with them. So family, friends, work. We're in a terrible job situation, we can leave it and we can go get a different one. Work, people, finances, money, the place that we live. Let's say where we live is awful. We can move on and try to get out. But the one place is hell, and that's, we can never, if it's, it's the most awful situation imaginable for somebody to be in hell and there's no way out. In this book, you will be amazed at this book. At least go check it out on, look at it on Amazon. You can read parts of it. Jesus wept when he talked to these people who are in, and he still loves them. But God has created us into his own image, and he cannot force anyone to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. He cannot. Every person has to decide on their own. It's a mystery. We don't understand it, but God made us in his image. We are a reflection of him, and he has a free will. Of course, he can do whatever he wants. Same thing with humans. Humans can do whatever they want. They can choose who they will serve, and if they don't choose anyone to serve and they just serve themselves or someone else, as much as God loves them, he can't make them receive Jesus. He can't make them become members of his family. And if they die without Jesus Christ, according to what we as followers of Jesus believe, tragically, that person will end up in hell and there's no way out. There's one other situation, and this is very serious for people who are serious about being ministers and answering the call of God, that's a whole different teaching. I don't even want to go there. I'm not claiming to have all the answers. Please don't take this teaching that way or any of these teachings. I simply want to share with you. And if there, again, if somebody finds out a way out of hell and they have, please tell me. I want to just give you one other quick example of something that I've come across in all of my research. The Catholic Church teaches that there's purgatory, where it's a place that people go before they go to heaven, after they die, before they go to heaven, to cleanse themselves, to a place between heaven and hell, and where they get ready and they cleanse from sins and things like that so that they're ready to go to heaven. Well, the whole Protestant Church does not believe that. I really don't know, but I do know that there's a book called Angels on Assignment, which, again, you can look up. You can get the book by Roland Buck, B-U-C-K. He was an American Christian pastor, and he had amazing experiences with angels. He went to heaven, and just amazing book. But he got, basically, information from the angels that there is a place like purgatory, where people are not ready for heaven and they go. Now, I'm certainly open to that. God is so big and awesome, we can never comprehend all the things going on. And so somebody may say, well, then how can you say that there's no way out of hell? Well, from what I have read and seen and learned and in all of my research and in many, many books, and it's clear, even and from scripture and all that, that it's pretty 100% sure that when somebody ends up in hell, they can't get out. I myself don't want to take the chance. I encourage every person, seek God Almighty through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Repent, humble yourself before God, get right with God, and everything falls into place. And I need to do it more than anybody. Thank you for listening. This is Jim, and this is message 2 of There Is Only One Guarantee. Thanks.